This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dirt and Sprague continues.
So your wife tells you something. I need to know, where are we going with this?
Andy Dirt Johnson.
She said, you know what I think we should contemplate buying? She wants to put our kid on a leash.
Brandon Sprague.
It's like seeing a tiger in a zoo. You just feel awful for it.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Look, she's an unbelievable mom. She carries all the weight in our family. I have to preface all this because she says I only throw her under the bus on the air. So you just threw her under the
bus. On the Fan Sports Network.
We got him, boys.
Let's go, Durant!
Welcome back in. Hour number two. Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy Friday. A fun local story. Swag just alerted to us, hey, if you guys ever get to Blazers eventually, which we won't today.
No. Other than 40 days away. Sean Kemp, shout out.
Yes.
Sean
Kemp,
Blazer legend, away. Sean Kemp.
Rain man.
What number was he as a Blazer?
Oh, that's a good trivia question. I don't think it was 40.
He was, was he one?
You have him as one?
One.
Don't look it up.
Okay.
I want you to answer it.
I'm going to go. I feel like Swag's in the right ballpark.
I thought it was one or zero.
I feel like it was a lower, like a single digit number.
Final answers?
I'll stick with one.
Okay.
Four.
Both wrong. You overthought the room. He was number 40.
Oh, he was with the Blazers, huh?
Well, who would have number?
Well, I had one of the numbers right, so technically, you know, not far off there.
I just thought he changed it up to change it up, coming back from everything.
Did he wear the same number in Orlando? Yes, he did. He was number 40 in Orlando, too. Who could forget Sean Kemp's Orlando Magic days?
Thankfully, there was not a number 40 retired from the title team, so it was available.
No, he could still wear number 40. Yeah. He just got in legal trouble again, but I think he's...
Well, he had a shooting incident going
on. Well,
fired a gun at the mall or something.
Yeah, they did a ruling or they pled it down or something.
Swag alerted me that the Broadway Bridge starting in October will be shut down for 6 months.
Well done. Well done, Portland.
Good job, Portland.
Well done.
Way to go.
Well done.
That's
school's
not
back.
An important bridge.
Blazer season starts in a month and a half. It's a bridge that gets everybody to the stadium.
It'll be open to pedestrians and bicycles.
Oh, yeah.
There will be some streetcar service, but they need to replace the deck.
Yeah.
On the part that moves. When
I take that bridge every day. And after what you told me, I will no longer be taking that bridge every day. We're going to go ahead and start finding a new way to work and home.
Good news for you is...
There's a lot of bridges to choose from.
Broadway, not the only way.
It is not the only way to get over the river. There are other ways.
We have a lot to get to here in the second hour of the program. Alex Gold's going to join us in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan. Pressure cooker on the Chiefs? Shrugging our shoulders. They could be 0-2 in that division, huh?
They could. Chargers could be 2-0 with a win. two games back and a head-to-head loss against them, suddenly my Chargers AFC West pick doesn't look so bad.
If they look how they looked against the Chargers, but the Eagles also win the game, I honestly would go in on a Monday as a fan and go, panic meter at a million.
Starting to get very concerned.
Yeah, I don't care if it's 2 weeks. Kelsey's old. Worthy's out. Rashee Rice is gone for 6 weeks.
Can anybody explain to me how Xavier Worthy's back at practice?
Well, I don't think he's going to be out for
I know, but he literally broke his collarbone on Friday. It's been a week.
No, he dislocated his shoulder.
Is that what it was?
I'm thinking of Reed last night.
But still, even then, you're back at practice a week later? That was a lot quicker than I thought it was going to be back at practice. I didn't think he was going to be out for the year. But the way we talked about that last week when it happened, or earlier this week, I guess I would say, was like, that's going to be a couple of week injury. Maybe it still ends up being it, but I thought he was back at practice yesterday.
So we'll talk with Alex coming up at 7:30 for the Daily Ticker. It's a Sprague and Line Friday, so you got to get those Sprague and Line sponsors in at 503-864-6326. Sprague and Line are three gambling picks each at 9:30. The Sprague and Line takes got to be basically make fun of us, make fun of the show in any way possible, and you could do that at the fan text line. So we'll start the second hour with some college football.
Let's do it.
And I want to ask you something I saw. Oregon's at Northwestern. Oregon State has Texas Tech. We've talked about those games, and we will talk about them today. But I saw this from Bill Conley. I thought this was a really interesting nugget. By the way, week three, can we slow down a little bit here?
I know, it's flying. It's going way too
fast. I'm kind of getting worried.
Summer's almost over, buddy. It's going way too quick.
That's why I watched every second of the Commander game. I go, you know, I bitched about not having it.
I did too.
I'm watching the whole thing.
It was on my TV until the post-game show started, and then Tony Gonzalez started talking, and I turned it off.
Oh, you're anti-Tony
Gonzalez. Not anti-Tony Gonzalez. I just don't need a post-game show. I'm all right.
Too many guys on that desk.
Too many people.
I don't need four people.
Not a big Richard Sherman guy. I'm out.
So this was interesting. This was from Bill Conley. He had a really good week three preview of a bunch of matchups, right? We got Clemson, Georgia Tech. We got Notre Dame, A&M, Florida LSU, Georgia, Tennessee, right? We have all those. This is a little interesting nugget in his Clemson, Georgia Tech preview.
Very fun game this weekend.
A very, very good one. He wrote this: difference between preseason expectations and early season quarterback production has been dramatic. The top five quarterbacks on the preseason Heisman odds are now currently 35th, Garrett Nussmeier, 56th, Arch Manning, 77th, Drew Aller, 82nd, Lenora Sellers, and 104th, Cade Klubnik.
He's not been very good.
In total QBR.
Yeah.
And we did this a little bit last year, right? We did Carson Beck was this guy. Guys who come in with hype, and this year's crop seem to be very talked about. All of those quarterbacks I listed were guys that people pointed to and said, number one pick, number two pick, number three pick, and they may still end up as that. But it is interesting to look at how the narrative formed in the preseason, and so far early, the production has lived nowhere near the hype with any of those guys. How much? Well, so much so that John Mateer is the Heisman favorite. He was not one that many talked about. He was mentioned, but he wasn't talked about the level of those guys.
Yep.
And Dane Brugler says, keep an eye on Dante Moore, because if Dante Moore puts up those numbers, that's a dude that will be entering the first-round conversation of quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about Jake Butt out of the Montana State game saying he's going to be a top-10 pick in the NFL draft, and I think we all had the thought of, yeah, it could happen probably next year, but if this continues on the similar trajectory and he gets a big win in Penn State, we'll see how the rest of the year goes. Like, he can definitely play himself into that conversation. The only caveat that I will put on this is simply that a handful of those guys that you mentioned, now Sellers isn't included in this, and I can't remember who the other one was, but I know Klubnik, Nussmeier, and obviously Arch have played a level of competition in at least one of their games that is much stiffer than a lot of the other guys have. Now, I would throw Mateer into that because Michigan, I do think, is still very good defensively. And he was good in that game. He used his legs, ran around and make plays. Like, he was the best player, I felt like, on the field for the majority of it outside of one bad interception. But all of those guys have played a tough game so far on their schedule. Like, if Arch had played two San Jose States, what are his numbers and where is his QBR, right? If Klubnik didn't have to play LSU in game one, what are his numbers in QBR? So that's the only thing I will say to be fair to those guys.
Well, hold on. Can I pause that?
Go ahead. Call timeout.
You can be fair, but I think we also need to be honest. They're being evaluated on what they do against Ohio State.
Yes.
And not San Jose State. So these guys with that conversation.
My point is simply like, what does Dante Moore do against Penn State to be in this conversation? Does he throw two picks and struggle and complete 54% of his passes? What does John Mateer do in the Red River shootout or rivalry or whatever we're calling it now. Has he struggled against that defense to throw a couple of picks and they only scored 13 points?
The Michigan game was a good test.
That was a great test, and he passed it. But it was at home, and so these things, you know, everybody's slightly different in terms of the quality of competition they've played against. That's why it's really hard to judge stuff early on in the college football season. The other thing that though, I will add to it is that I hope that we just kind of learn our lesson as college football fans, because I think you bring up a great point about guys we did this to last year, that there's just certain players that go into the season with nonstop hype and nonstop conversation, when in reality there's a lot bigger pool out there of guys that have the ability to do it. Like the idea that John Mateer wasn't getting talked about going into the year was laughable to me. He was outstanding at Washington State. If you don't know who he is and you didn't watch him, that's on you. You just weren't staying up late to watch their games because their schedule wasn't very good and their games were on the CW. But if you truly watch and follow college football, that's a name that you should have known going into the season. And so there's a handful of those guys that I would argue deserved more of a recognition and consideration going into the season, and then now we'll see what they do when they play eventually stiffer competition compared to what some of these other guys have.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I don't know what, you know, what Dante, for example, is going to do at Penn State. Maybe he lights him up. Maybe he has a meh game. Maybe he's bad.
If he lights him up, he'll be the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy, because the next two weeks, he's probably not going to throw a pick. And he's at 500 yards and 6 touchdowns through 2 games. If he does what he's done the last 2 weeks, he'll be at 10 touchdowns, no picks, and have a chance to put his name on the map.
Well, if there's any theme you kind of take away from a radio program, I would say probably one of the themes you'll take away today from me is a form of jealousy in some ways. Like, I'm jealous that Green Bay got Micah Parsons for obvious reasons, right? Yep. I'm also jealous watching this going, they really hit on 3 straight franchise quarterbacks. They got Brett Favre in a trade because Atlanta was dumb.
Yeah, Brett Favre, couldn't even pronounce the name.
Then they draft Aaron Rodgers super late because nobody else will, and he's too talented, so let's just sit him behind Favre because Favre is getting older.
Take a flyer.
He obviously becomes one of the most talented, skilled quarterbacks we've ever seen. And then they take a kid. Where did Utah State?
Nevada, I think, right? Wasn't he a Nevada kid?
I thought Love was a Utah State.
Was it Utah State?
But they take a kid out of Utah State that nobody watched, if we're just being honest. Yeah. And he sits in his first glimpse, you're not even really that impressed. And now he's just become a top 10 quarter. Like, it's so frustrating as a sports fan how many teams in that sport of football never find the franchise guy, and some teams just like, roll it over, next guy.
Imagine being a Bears fan watching another number one pick maybe flame out in his second year in the NFL, which, by the way, Mitchell Trubisky had better numbers than him in his NFL career through his first 18 games, so that's a little concerning. While you look across the division and see Green Bay has had a franchise quarterback, when was Favre's first year there?
93.
They've had a franchise quarterback since 1992. Every year. Every year. Now, they've only won 2 titles out of it, so, you know, maybe you should have had more, but 2 titles is 2 titles, and they might win one this year.
I think it was 92. I'll look that up for you. Tell me what year he was traded from Atlanta to Green Bay. You were born in 89, correct?
1989, baby.
Okay.
My entire life, essentially, they have had a franchise quarterback.
I mean, just think about how spoiled you would be as a football fan if you were a Packer fan to know that you were born that year, and then you've had Favre, Rodgers, now Love.
By the time, one of the first Super Bowl memories I have, 1992. He was in Atlanta in 1991, got to Green Bay in 92, and started 13 games in 1992.
Look this up for me real quick, Swag. Okay, actually, go ahead. You have a point?
Yeah, Jerry Glanville didn't want Favre on the Falcons. That was when Glanville was coaching.
Go Vikings, baby. Go Vikes. Yeah, buddy.
Look, first round pick.
Look this up, Swag. I think if you Google image Favre Falcons, I think he's wearing a defensive back Dion helmet.
Yes, he's wearing the
2 bars.
Yeah, the 2 bars up top.
Which told me all I needed to know. The Falcons were not a serious organization, and that was never going to work for him, much like a quarterback that wears a weird-ass number. Sometimes the weird things, they actually make a lot of a difference. He goes to Green Bay, has a normal helmet, and has a Hall of Fame career.
Look how that worked out for you.
But my point is that just college football, the start of the season, and seeing the quarterback play, like I don't know. Nobody knows who the good quarterback in the draft is going to be.
No.
But for all of the chatter, it's a couple guys. I don't want to say Dante and Mateer off the beaten path. There were people that mentioned, hey, that's Josh Pate picking Oklahoma. That's a good pickup. And somebody in college football goes, I don't know anything about this kid. Dante Moore, good system, talented players.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that believed. But to the level of Arch, Drew, Lenoris, Nussmeier, Klubnik, they were separated from everybody else And it's not been very good so far.
Not at all. And I would add to that, it's just funny how, like, the Arch one I get. It's a name. It's Texas. He's waited for 2 years to play. Like, we all, not we all, the national media had, like, Arch Manning blue balls. They were just ready to explode and talking about him because he's been sitting on the bench for a couple of years.
I also think the team helped a lot in that. The team did, the name, Arch blue balls.
It's just a combination of forces you cannot look away from. And it was funny. Feinbaum had a segment where he was basically like, we got to figure out who was pumping this Arch Manning guy up. Why? Where did all this hype come from? And everybody's like, Feinbaum, seriously, you're saying this?
Did he really say that?
I don't know if he was tongue-in-cheek or not, but he did a segment of like, you know, the Arch Manning hype got a little out of control in August from the national media. It's like, bro, you were the primary suspect, man. We're all looking at you. But I would add, like,
Hot dog costume.
Yeah, we're all trying to figure out who did this. How certain narratives take over is funny to me. Like, one guy I remember talking about going into the year a lot, and we'll see. Maybe he has a great game this weekend. Maybe they turn it around and his head coach doesn't end up getting fired because we've already fired him like 17 times in the last 2 years. How about the DJ Lagway conversation? DJ Lagway came into the year as, well, this guy's ready to pop. And I remember doing a segment, I can't remember if it was July or August, and just asking aloud, why is that hype surrounding him and not Dylan Raiola? Because they were both, what, number one and number two quarterbacks coming into the year. They were the two top in the country, depending on the site that you looked at. Their numbers were nearly identical as freshmen. I think Raiola played a little bit more. And now Lagway had bigger wins. Like, he beat Ole Miss late in the season. Like, he had some quality dubs, and Raiola didn't really have that. So that might have been the caveat. But why was there so much conversation around one and not the other? And I don't know how Raiola's year is going to go the rest of the way. And the Mahomes stuff is super cringy and weird, and it makes everybody uncomfortable. But what if he ends up having a better season? It's just some narratives just kind of take off in August. And I think there's a lot of us who are rational minded who look at it and say, like, wait, why can't Dante Moore be good? He was a top quarterback coming out of high school. He learned the system for a year. He sat behind one of the most experienced and veteran and, you know, smart college quarterbacks we've seen in a long time in Dylan Gabriel. We really think he's going to struggle. So I think there's a lot of us who approach it with a rational mind and not just saying Arch Manning's the greatest thing we've ever seen.
Well, I also think you'll never see another Dylan Gabriel because of the COVID stuff.
Oh,
right?
You never. Yeah, you're not getting the bonus year. Yeah.
Interesting note here on Nussmeier. So last week we noted they struggled against La Tech. And you can say, well, look ahead line, they play Florida. Do 23-7, if you're an LSU fan, is a problem? The LSU offense averaged 4.9 yards per play. Nussmeier in that game, he took three sacks with a pick and averaged 4.8 yards per dropback. Like, it's just, you know, and it, to me, like, even saying something like Dante will not be in New York as a Heisman, that's not the same as saying Dante Moore won't be good.
No.
That's a very different way. But Lagway, I would answer your question, like, why is Raiola not get that same love? I know Nebraska's a...
traditional power, but...
Traditional to many, but, like, hasn't really been that lately.
It's been a long time.
It's Florida and the SEC. It will always trump some of the Big 10, Big 12 teams that we once upon a time...
Yeah, and to be fair to Raiola, like, he was fine against Cincinnati. He didn't blow me away, and then they played... Who'd they play? Akron last weekend. Yeah, we played the audio rules yelling at the team. So he's another one of those guys. You're just kind of waiting and see him, but this is where it's funny. Like, Lagway played against South Florida last week. Now, maybe South Florida ends up being a top 10 team at the end of the year. Maybe they're this year's Boise, and they beat Miami this weekend, but he didn't blow anybody away playing against South Florida last weekend.
A little bit of a early peekaboo of our local teams, as I ask the question, what is the expectation or what are you looking to see?
Peekaboo!
So we'll do that with the local teams coming up next on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it's a loaded Football Friday here on The Fan. 105.1 and The Fan Sports Network. You got The Firm with Harrison Moran coming up right after us, 10 to 1.
What?
Then you got Duck Insider live from Illinois.
Yeah, just north of Chicago.
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 Deep dish overrated. And then you've got the Happy Hour, Luke Anderson.
That
from
you do.
2 to 3.
That you do, Bob.
And then Prime. Prime time. I don't even need to say their names. You know who they are. Prime time. It's going to be a loaded show. And then you've got Dirt bright and early tomorrow at 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
The pregame.
You going to be up listening tomorrow morning?
Huh? Will you be up doing it?
Hey, hey. Yeah, I'm doing it.
You'll the following has been taped.
Thank you. You'll hear me.
Yeah.
You'll hear me.
Who's to say he's not?
You don't know.
The video cameras, when he's not on them?
Video cameras clearly aren't working today. I don't think we can be on YouTube tomorrow. We're going to have to take these things down, reboot them.
Don't you guys have to technically put a little thing in the front there? The following has been taped. You ain't getting up at 6 a.m. and doing a pregame show for a Northwestern football game.
Yep, having a Bloody Mary, getting ready to watch a big nooner, man. Ready for Gus Johnson. Ha!
Jeff Russ going to be live with traffic and weather.
Traffic. Looks like all the roads are clear this morning. It is 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
We're going to get to Alex Goal. We'll get back into some NFL. We'll get back into college. Back and forth. Snip, snap. What? I guess I just ask. It's Friday. We've talked about both of these games. I'm having a hard time with the Oregon Northwestern game of just it's the most obvious beatdown that he may not score 69-3, but he's probably going to win 55-7. There's not an outcome. Like, there's not a scenario where Northwestern's scoring 20 points on that defense.
It's hard to see.
They are abysmal. They're one of the worst offenses in football.
Hey, how dare you sleep on Preston Stone?
How's Lanning getting them fired up for this? That's what I'm curious about. What does he present in front of them to challenge them to get them to go in fervor? Because Northwestern did not pour any gasoline on
anything. Yeah, man, are you going to get this pregame? You don't have any gasoline on the fire this week. Can you go play like there's gasoline on the fire? I mean, that's, I guess, the only question.
Can Northwestern even give you something that you need fire for? I would say probably not. They're terrible.
No. There will be a bit of, if it goes the way that you're thinking it goes, and I think a lot of people are thinking that it goes, mm-hmm. there will be another moment of, like, I know they suck.
Right.
But
you're handling your business.
You're doing
right?
it every yeah, week, right. and you're showing up, and there's no drop-off, and there's, like, if they go out and win this game similar to the score of Oklahoma State, and this is another 59-3 game, what would that be the total cumulative score on the year?
Well, 69 plus 55. I mean,
it was 58-13
right?
or whatever it was. Jeez. To 69-3 to what? Like, that's the only thing for me. Like, do you come out and play with that level of urgency and aggression? That's been a lot of fun to watch through two games, but it's also hard to maintain that throughout the course of a season, and we do know that there are slip-ups from time to time.
time.
I you know, a final thing I would say on that, and we'll get to it. You know, I mean, we'll get to some college football stuff. There's the, you know, big game nooner kick time stuff, but they've been noting that they've been waking up super early all week and having to adjust their schedules because obviously Lanning wants to get ready for it. I just think the way that that team internally is run, I've been rewatching Lasso because I've got to coach basketball again, so I'm trying to get myself into coach mode. I think Lanning's culture he's created for this team this season, I don't think he needs the gasoline. I think we're going to see the duck game day rewind, and he'll have something, some metaphor that we go, that's a good take. That's a good way to spin this game.
That ended up being creative, like riding a bull last week.
There's just, I saw it last night. I forgot to link it. It's an ESPN betting one. It was like how to bet Oregon -27.5. But it was just going through how truly dreadful Northwestern is.
Yeah, they're not very good.
And why you shouldn't even, you should just take Oregon because of what they've done, also because of how bad Northwestern is. Final question for you guys, because we've talked about this game too. Is there anything Trent Bray does this weekend that builds goodwill for Beaver fan?
Yeah, I think there is. I'm not going to ask for a win because I think Texas Tech is far more talented than you, and their roster ironically costs more than Ohio State's, according to reports from last year. Clean up the nonsense. Can you snap the ball? How many offensive line penalties do you have? Yeah. And do you get boat raced or are you in a game in the second half? I'm not going to come in and claim moral victories, but if I were a Beaver fan, there would be at least a like, all right, that was better than I thought it was going to go. At least you exceeded my expectations for this weekend. Because after last week, my expectations would probably be on the floor and now you're going on the road. Do you have snap issues again? You've had 2 full weeks in practice to figure this out. Do you have offensive line penalties that are constantly setting drives back? Do you allow explosive plays left and right defensively again like you have the first 2 weeks? Or are you a feisty little team this weekend where Malik Murphy carries you and makes a couple of plays and you look up going into the fourth quarter and it's, you know, 24-17. It's like, wow, they got a chance here. They could pull. And even if you fall short, again, I'm not going to come in and say, great job, Trent Bray. But if you go out and the game goes the way some people think it will, then I think the calls will only get louder to fire him.
Yeah, that scenario then gives credence to, no, they're still listening to the coaches.
Yes,
they still have the locker room. Everybody is invested. They realized how crappy, you know, they have some pride. They went to work. They're not all the way there yet for whatever reasons. Either they're not as talented or it's, you know, whatever. But, yeah, because if it looks very similar to the Fresno State game, then something drastic has to change.
Yeah, if nothing gets cleaned up, like imagine if they just still can't snap the ball. Or if just every time they get a first down, here's a false start, now it's 1st and 15, great, now we get, you know, you end up punting on that. Like if that piles up again...
Yeah.
Will anybody still support him if that's the way the game goes this week? Will there be any Beaver fan on Monday that's like, come on, guys, give him a chance?
I don't really understand how there's anybody at this point.
And I don't either.
To your point, yeah. It's going to be overwhelmingly almost 100% if it's not close to that already.
Yeah.
Swag suggesting that Trent Bray with his guys needs to go Cool Runnings, look in the mirror. I see pride.
I am proud.
I am strong.
I see power.
I'm a badass mother
who don't take nothing from nobody.
Yeah.
We know what the team should be watching tonight in the hotel.
Well, John Candy never hurt anybody, you know?
Oh, R.I.P.
The Ducks Northwestern game is right now off the board at A-Line.
It is currently the most bet spread on BetMGM, according to our gambling friend who we follow on social media, Ben Fox. 28.5, doesn't matter what the line is. That is the Oregon minus whatever the spread is the most purchased ticket in college football this weekend.
Here it is. Yeah, I wanted to find it real quick. I know we got to get to Alex Gold. Northwestern's defense ranked 122nd in EPA per rush allowed.
Hey.
They allowed...
They're feisty.
No. So here's the objective. Dante doesn't need to do lick. Tulane ran for 269 yards on this team. Tulane.
Well, Tulane's got Ty Thompson at tight end, so no wonder they're running the ball so well.
You know, we have Mekhi
Noah
Hughes.
Might be able to get that by himself. If he gets enough carries.
I'm pretty sure Noah Whittington last week had like 4 carries for 97 yards.
The ESPN bet recommendation on this game from them is bet the under of Northwestern under 9.5 points.
I mean.
All right, let's get to the ticker. We'll get back into college football. Alex Gold in Kansas City. Panic meter. Where's it at? The Chiefs are hosting the Eagles. Super Bowl matchup. Alex Gold, 96.5 The Fan, joins us for the Daily Ticker next on The Fan.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Pelican Brewing presents today's Daily Ticker, and they invite you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations: Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, Lincoln City, and soon to be Rockaway, Oregon. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Let's go to Kansas City. Panic meter might be going off. I know he's got a radio show coming up here at the top of the hour. Alex Gold of Cody and Gold, 96.5, The Fan, over there in Kansas City. Good morning. Thank you for joining us, Alex. We always appreciate we can get you on. I want to start with not the panic meter. I want to ask, what was the most concerning part of what you saw from the Chiefs in Week 1?
Hey, good morning, guys. Always good to be on with you. Yeah, look, it's the defense. You know, it's the defense because last year we saw the offense struggle, but they still were able to, of course, win 15 games and kind of fight through it, even if it was ugly. When they had to have a key drive or a key play by Mahomes, they got it. So I think there's a belief that when Rashee Rice comes back from suspension, Xavier Worthy hopefully is back in 2 or 3 weeks or so, that the offense can still figure this thing out. But in those years where the offense maybe was a little sluggish, the defense was one of the best in the NFL. So far more concerning that the defense got off to the start that they did. You know, missed assignments, guys were running into each other, a lot of miscommunication, some young guys in the secondary. That, to me, is the worry, that can the defense get along here quick enough, move along quick enough to wait until the offense really is able to be at full strength.
There was a study that was done after Week 1 in the NFL just tracking like fan bases and their tweets and the most panicked fan bases after the first week of the season, and the Chiefs came in fourth on the list. So I'll ask you, just what have you heard from your listeners? Because Twitter is not real life. So I'm just curious, what have you heard from your listeners after one game? Where are you at on that meter, and what does a win or a loss do to your meter this weekend?
So personally, I'm not panicking, and I would say that the word definitely used for Chiefs fans in Kansas City, not that there aren't, of course, outliers, as you said, on social media that are panicking. I think people are concerned. People know that 0-2 is a real possibility, and that's not something anybody in Kansas City has seen. We've been spoiled since 2014, and so never in the Mahomes era. So it's uncharted territory, I guess you could say, for a lot of the newer Chiefs fans as well that don't remember the struggles that existed and exist for most teams. And they've got a brutal start to the schedule. I mean, a division rival of the Chargers last week. We know Philly coming up on Sunday. Then it's the Giants, but then it's Baltimore, and then it's the Lions. I mean, it's a brutal start. So knowing that this thing can kind of spiral record-wise, I don't think anybody is panicking like, hey, they're going to be a 9-1 football team now and miss the playoffs and all that. But there's the reality of they could be 0-2. The Chargers, if they beat the Raiders, are 2-0. If the Raiders beat the Chargers, they're 2-0. The Broncos have a subpar opponent, I would say, coming up this Sunday. So you could clearly be behind the eight ball so quickly. That's where I think a lot of fans are at, is can you stabilize this thing, get to 1-1, take a deep breath, and I think that everybody would relax. Otherwise, Monday, you know, I know the national conversation certainly will be that the world is ending and it's completely over for them.
Yeah, Alex Gold, our guest here, 96.5, The Fan. He's got a show coming up here in about 20 minutes, Cody and Gold, on a Football Friday over there in Kansas City. They don't want to start 0-2. I think I saw a stat this week on our NFL Factoid Tuesday, Alex, that it was like the Chiefs and the Browns, the only two teams that haven't started 0-2, I think it is, since 2018. So they're not necessarily always out the gate slow. I'm curious how the division has changed your thinking on this. The panic meter may not be through the roof, but if you lose to the Eagles and the Chargers continue to look good, or the Raiders go to 2-0 and the Broncos handle the Colts, just how much the division being tough and difficult and really well coached changed the thinking on some of this stuff week to week?
Yeah, I think the floor has been raised in the division, most notably with the Raiders is who I'm talking about. You know, the Raiders have a competent quarterback, a competent head coach. We saw they look pretty good against the Patriots, but we don't know how good the Patriots are going to be yet. And I think we'll all learn a little bit more Monday night when the Raiders play the Chargers. You know, the division to me going into the year, the Broncos, I viewed them as the second best team in this division, followed by the Chargers. Well, now the Chargers do have a win already against Kansas City. Now, that counted as their home game. So if you want to play the numbers game, you would say, hey, the Chiefs still get the Chargers at home later this year. They obviously still have two against the Broncos, two against the Raiders. So there's plenty of time to catch up. But I agree with you that the division itself, everybody can beat everybody. This is not a – I don't think even the Raiders are going to be a team that everybody just can count on two wins. I mean, heck, the Chiefs not too long ago lost to them on a key Christmas Day game that they went on to win the Super Bowl 2 years ago. But still, this is a team that I think is now going to give you some fits with Geno Smith and Brock Bowers and company. So the division is real. I would say, though, I think a lot of people in Kansas City take their start out of it. I've heard the conversations during this 9-year run they've had in the division that, oh, this is the year the Chargers got them. The Chargers had multiple years where probably by week 12, the Chargers should have won the division, and then they slip up. And so I think there's still a, hey, prove to me you can handle it when you're supposed to win later on in the year.
Interesting. I know you got to go. Last one I got for you. You can go as quickly as you want. I'm just curious, the update on Xavier Worthy, who I believe was back at practice yesterday. What does the timeline look? And then we know the Dolphins are going to implode, and Tyreek Hill will hit the market at some point, and the Chiefs are already linked as a favorite to land. And I just, is that something feasible down the road for you?
So starting with Worthy, it was a surprise that he was at practice. It's a good surprise. Now, he's very limited. You know, there was some video circulating that he did catch some footballs. He's wearing a harness or a brace on that shoulder that he dislocated. I think a lot of people believed when on Wednesday Andy Reid said they weren't putting him on IR, that was also, of course, positive that they think they can get him back before 4 weeks from now. Otherwise, you just put him on the IR. So the three-week timeline, I think, suddenly is realistic. Next week, I think there's a shot. I don't think there's any way he's playing this Sunday despite practicing in some form yesterday. But the concern of season ending and all that, I think this has been best case scenario, if you want to call it that, considering the injury that he had, that maybe he's only going to miss a game or two and then be back out there. And without Rice, they of course desperately need their number one wide receiver right now in Xavier Worthy. As far as Tyreek Hill, it was definitely a conversation earlier this week on our show. I think we're a month at least away before that becomes a real convo, both because it is still early, even though I agree with you, I think the Dolphins are a mess. Then Tyreek Hill complicated matters more. There's those new allegations that are out there from his ex-wife that the league's investigating. The cap hit is a mess. It's like a $50 million cap hit next year. So I think there's way too many hurdles, and I believe the Chiefs are just kind of done with Tyreek Hill. I think they kind of went as far as they want to go with him.
Where are you going with the spread, 1.5? I know you do BetMGM stuff as well. Philly is favored 1.5, and what car do you drive?
Ooh.
So the spread is the first time, if it holds, the first time since 2022 that Mahomes is a home dog. He's only been a home dog one other time, guys, and that was against the Bills. They did lose outright. So I'm on the Chiefs 1.5. You're still giving me points with Patrick Mahomes. I'm gonna take that every single time. I still think some of the issues last week against the Chargers were miscommunication on defense, stuff that I view as easily correctable. Offensively, they're going to have to win ugly. You know, they're going to have to go multiple tight end sets, and it's not going to be pretty. But I do think they can win. It's at Arrowhead, and I think they calm the waters. As far as a car, I'm in a Ford F-150. Fortunately, there's a dealership here in town that we got a great relationship with, and so every couple weeks I get a different vehicle to drive.
Wow, life must be great.
Life is good in Kansas City, man.
Oh my God,
best barbecue in America and a new car every couple weeks.
And
let's
Pat
go,
Mahomes.
And Patrick Mahomes,
and Taylor Swift. Cody and Gold, yeah, Cody and Gold, catch him 96.5. The Fan. Thanks so much, Alex. We appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there we go. Good stuff from Alex Gold over there in Kansas City, 96.5, The Fan. Yeah, life is good for him. I got a new truck every 2 weeks.
I got the same deal, you know. Hooking me up with new wheels.
What is that, an e-bike?
Yeah, get a new e-bike, you know. It's powered. It's got a motor on it. It's pretty cool. Pretty
I
badass.
Get scammed every couple weeks by these scooters that are in the city.
God, the scooters are out of control. Out of control. It's an epidemic right now.
I'm not exaggerating. Legitimately came a half second and a foot away from probably killing like a sixth grader.
Yeah.
He just out of was control scooter down a very busy road. I'm going 36 miles an hour. I see him. He stopped.
Yeah.
He didn't even look. He just hit it. But yeah. I had just barely passed him
as he went, and I'm like,
we got a problem on our hands.
Dude, we got
a massive problem on our hands with the scooters.
Jealous of these kids, but also like they're on the road with like 30-mile-an-hour bikes.
Get your fat asses on an old Razor scooter and push the way that we used to back in the day.
I'm not mad at them having it. It's just like they're just out in the road now.
You can't trust kids with this stuff, dude. I would have been an idiot on one of them. You give me one of those when I was 15 years old, you know what I would have been doing? The same exact things. That's why we had the old-fashioned ones.
Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing Company. Take the beach vibes with you all fall long with Pelican beer. Mighty delicious. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
A lot of listeners think he sounded like Patrick Mahomes.
He's got a little bit of that to him, but I think a little bit of that is on the phone than the radio. I've heard his show.
God, them falling to 0-2. I'm not the biggest Philly guy, but I'm rooting like hell for him this weekend. That would be really funny if the Chiefs are 0-2.
Yeah.
Can I get a year off? Just give me a year off. Let me get a reprieve. Can I take a gap year? Is that allowed? Gap year, and then they can come back next year.
You're hung up on the Chiefs losing. I'm hung up on him getting a new car every 2 weeks. Damn, what a good deal. A lot to get to. Who is the team most in danger if they fall to 0-2? We'll get to some NFL stuff next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't forget, it's a Spray the Line Friday, so you got to get those sponsors in for the segment at 503-864-6326. We have a weird YouTube thing going on today. I don't think it has been fixed fully, so we have like an overhead shot, so it's not...
Just an overhead shot, man.
It's not the most amazing.
It's like the blimp, when they show you the blimp pictures from the game. That's what we got. We got the old blimp out there.
We got the Goodyear fan cam going on right now. 0-2 teams in the NFL. I think Alex does a fantastic job. He's a good friend of this program. They fall to 0-2 and lose to the Eagles again after that Super Bowl and look similar. I think that panic meter for hosts and fan alike is going to go through the roof. That division is really, really difficult. They're not out of it by any stretch.
No.
But the 0-2 teams that are, or the teams looking to avoid, I should say, going 0-2, like Baltimore is in this, right? Seattle is in this one, yep. Obviously. I asked you at the start of the show, and I didn't want you to look it up. Can you name me the only team that has started 2-0 all 3 years in the 17-game era? So it's a three-year sample size.
So it's got to be a team. Do they have a chance to do it this year? Can I ask that follow-up?
Yes.
Okay, so it has to be a team that is 1-0 then. It can't be a team that has a loss.
Without Googling, who is the only team in the NFL.
I did not Google this.
A lot of 1-1s. A lot of 0-2s.
Is it Philly?
Nope.
Not Philly.
The Eagles would have been my guess.
Yeah, who did they lose to in the last couple of years in the first few weeks?
I'll look it up.
Because even when their season imploded a few years ago, is it Minnesota randomly?
Nope.
No, not Minnesota.
This is from via NFL Reddit, by the way, which is never wrong.
I don't think it's the Chargers. It's not the Chargers.
Correct.
Okay. I knew that. I knew, obviously. Duh. Is it the Bucs?
Yes, it is.
Hey, look at that.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, only team to start 2-0 all 3 years in the 17-game era. We don't have a lot of data that you could suggest we need to listen to it.
Yeah.
But the data is there for a three-year sample size. The average win-loss record of a team that starts 0-2 in the 17-game era is 6-10. The best record for the year after starting 0-2, the Bengals in 2022, 12-4.
Yeah, they got it going late.
Texans in 2023 went 10-7, and only 9.5% of those teams that started 0-2 made the playoffs. 19% ended above 500. So the 0-2 start in the previous era was always a big marker of don't do it. 17-game era, I would argue, so far, early sample size, don't do it.
Yeah, but you do have the opportunity to turn it around. It's just very rare.
Now, I don't know if you want to carry it over, get into college, we get back to the NFL. I don't
care
where we go.
I want to keep going on NFL a little bit.
Let me ask you this question, and maybe we can carry this question over since we're already against it. We need to get to the third hour here. Who is the team that, in your mind, can least afford to go 0-2, whether it be conference, whatever the metrics are, reasons are, who is the team in your mind going into this weekend's NFL slate that can least afford to go 0-2? We could talk about that in the third hour of the program. We'll get back into college football. We got massive matchups happening. We can touch back into the Ducks and the Bees. Let's break the line. A loaded next 2 hours of the program starts next. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker
presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.